Welcome to BizApps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they are painful. But they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHelps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to FactorOne.io. That's FactorOne.io. Today's guest is Cindy Holbrook. Cindy, known as the Visibility Whiz, guides entrepreneurs to step into who they are with outrageous confidence and creates a fun and profitable business that aligns with their personality, beliefs, and values. Cindy is going to share a bit about a media tragedy. So Cindy, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story. Oh,
thank you for having me. And my story, it all started per se. I was laying in bed sobbing. I had actually been in bed for 3 days. I didn't want to get out of bed. I was just crying and crying and crying. I thought, oh my God, my coaching business is over. I have to go back to work at the dreaded 9-to-5 job that I had just left 6 months prior. Ooh. You see, a couple weeks before that, I was invited to be a guest expert on a panel with Huffington Post Live. So I was there with some other experts, and they invited me because at that time I was a divorce coach, not a business coach. That time I was a divorce coach, and they had found an article I wrote about finding friends with benefits. And I was extremely nervous. It was my very first video appearance. Back then, video wasn't as common as it was now. And I sort of felt small with these big experts that I was on the panel with. And I was stuttering, but I was trying to be on point. But all of a sudden, when Huffington Post started marketing this episode, they was marketing it by certified divorce coach Cindy Holbrook tells all of her clients to find a friend with benefits. I was mortified. That's not what I intended to say, but they somehow got that. And I just thought that my career was over as a coach, that there is no way I could ever make money. Nobody was never going to hire me again. Nobody would ever trust me to coach them because, oh my God, Huffington Post said I tell everybody to find a friend with benefits. Now, what I was trying to say, which has a completely different meaning, was I tell my clients that I believe it's better to have a friend with benefits than to have multiple one-night stands. So these two phrases mean something completely different, right? And so I was mortified and I just wouldn't get out of bed. I was crying and crying and crying. Finally, my daughter coaxed me to get out of bed and she goes, well, just go check your email, see what's happening. And yes, I had a lot of hate mail, but I also had a lot of love mail. And, you know, you always hear that old adage that any visibility is good visibility. But whenever you're going through this bad visibility or somebody misquotes you or somebody rejects you or tells you you're wrong, it can almost drain you. And I thought that I had made a fatal mistake, that my business was over. I did receive several clients from this, but it taught me a very valuable lesson. There is no fatal mistake that you can make except for giving up.
Oh my gosh,
if I would have given up and stayed in bed and not got out again, that would have been the fatal mistake. That would have been the death of my business. But, you know, I brushed myself off, I wiped away my tears, and I got to work again and went on to build a six-figure business. So from that experience, I would say, you know, I was mortified, but teaching visibility, so many people are afraid of making that fatal mistake. They're afraid of being rejected. They're afraid of being told they're wrong or being misquoted by Huffington Post.
This is great. Cindy, Just that little phrase that you said, the greatest mistake is not making the mistake. It's just like quitting, stopping.
Yes.
You never know. And I'm so glad that you got business from the fact that Huffington Post misquoted you.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes polarizing opinions, well, they will bring you your audience. I don't know if that was your audience, but hey, you got business from it.
I got business from it. And I went on to get more visibility, which is what led me to being the visibility whiz. So in 2017, I left the divorce coaching behind and went full time with coaching people to create visibility strategies that really align with who they are and to know how to create their own fun and profitable business, because none of us went into business to be miserable.
Right, right. Love this. So Cindy, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
I serve mainly coaches, but author, speakers, consultants, other small business owners. And as I said, I help them with their visibility, influence, and profits. Whenever you have visibility in front of your ideal audience, and you know how to influence people to take positive action, and that's not necessarily by my stuff, it's just having them take positive action that's going to transform their lives, then the profits will come. And I have a free guide. It's called My Visibility Checklist. It's 9 steps to increase your visibility, influence, and profits. And you can get that at visibilitychecklist.com.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Cindy Holbrook, for coming in and sharing her story about how mistakes are not really mistakes. All right, it's only a mistake if you quit. If you've got a bicep of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to biceps.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One bicep a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factorone.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.